For this lesson today, I'm titling it a mini balance your back lesson. And it's a movement lesson based on Feldenkrais' work, the Feldenkrais method. And you will need to lie down, find a comfortable place to lie down, and have enough room beside you on either side so that you can put your arms out. You won't be putting your arms out in the lesson, however, your body will potentially go to that distance, so just make sure you have enough room. And as I've said, it's a Feldenkrais lesson, and it's a little shorter than most, but it's going to cover a classic lesson that Moshe developed called coordinating the flexors and the extensors. So it's a bit of a mouthful. I'll say it again. Coordinating the flexors and extensors. And by flexors, he means, or I will be meaning, the front muscles of the body. So the abdominal grid, the abdominal muscles, those ones that go from your pubic bone. So if you even touch down by your pubic bone, from your pubic bone all the way up, your ribs, they attach into your ribs, portion of your sternum, your chest bone. They allow you to sit up in bed. So if you think about if you're lying down flat on your back, if you were to do a straight sit-up, that classic kind of sit-up exercise, in that you're using your flexors. On the other side, because it's called coordinating the flexors and extensors, the extensors are your back muscles. So they're ones that run, if you feel the very back of your spine down into your tailbone, all the way up to the base of your skull. So if you even bring your hands to that area and feel the distance between your two hands, the base of your skull and your tailbone, way down on your pelvis, that's the length of your extensor muscles. And they allow you to stand up, sit upright, do a push-up. So in other words, if you're on your belly and you've got to push yourself up and activate those extensor muscles, that's the extensors that we're talking about here. And in this lesson, this movement lesson, we will be, or you will be, learning how to coordinate them in a very gentle way. So stand up just to start, just to feel and to scan your body, track what you notice about yourself in standing. This lesson can create changes in how we sense ourselves in our standing posture because it helps balance the back muscles with the front muscles, and that can really help with ease of standing. So just feel how you stand right now, noticing your breath, not changing it, but just noticing it. Notice where your eyes naturally want to look. So do they look where? If you're looking towards a wall, what point of the wall do they fall towards and see most naturally? And maybe just try this experiment. Turn to look behind yourself as if there was someone behind you. Slowly, slowly, very slowly. What direction did you first go to? So as you're learning through these exercises, you might start to realize that everything we want to be done with intention and awareness, self-awareness, not abruptly just jumping into the movement. So even though I say the direction quite quickly, we want it to register in your nervous system for you to sense, how would I activate this? How would I turn to look behind myself? As I do that right now, my natural tendency is to go to my right. Doesn't mean that I'm right-hand dominant. It doesn't mean that I have a stronger right leg, that I'm more stable on my left. It's just my preference right now. It might change as my day goes on. So find out, what is your preference? Feel, how do you go to the side that's most easy? Just experiment with that. Slowly, how do you transfer the weight on your feet? What do you do with your eyes? And then when you come back to the neutral spot, what you would consider your middle spot, see what it's like to start to turn to look behind yourself to the other side. Is there a difference in how you initiate this movement, in how you engage with this other side? Do your eyes follow a different trajectory? Often when we go to one side, our eyes might look down. When we go to another, they may look up or stay level. Or that might not be the case. They might stay both down or they might stay both up. So find out what your preference is right now. It doesn't mean that this is set in stone. Good. And also just feel where you are on your feet. Are you more towards your heels, towards your toes? Have you learned other aspects in other lessons with me that are giving you a little more curiosity about how you stand up, how you hold yourself in an upright position? What do your arms do? What do your hands do? And then have a lie down now. So find that place for you to rest on your back. Have your legs be long, if that's comfortable. If your legs aren't comfortable long, have them standing up. If you do require something behind your head, not a prop to lift it up high, like a pillow, but if you feel that your neck is pulled back a little bit, sometimes depending on people's postures, need a little few inches or an inch of a lift. Sometimes the best way to do that are a stack of magazines or a soft-covered book with the towel over it. So if you feel that you need to go grab that, do that, pause this, and come back. So with this length of your legs lying on your back, just get a sense of the distance, the subjective distance, not to look, but to feel, to sense. How far do you feel from your right shoulder down to your right foot? Or we could say the right shoulder to your right pelvis, if your feet are standing up. So what's the subjective sense of length? Just tune into that quality. Tune into the length. Maybe it's not feeling long. Maybe it's feeling crunchy and shortened, twisted. So you just notice. And then slowly draw your attention to the left, the distance between your left shoulder and your left foot, or your left knee, or your left pelvis, side of your pelvis. It's not to be precise, just to get an overall subjective quality of the distances between one shoulder and the same side hip, foot, knee, even the ribs. Because depending on the balance between those flexors and the extensors, your body will have a tendency to be more flexed right now in this position, or maybe more extended, and that will change the tone of your entire musculoskeletal structure. That's a big word, but how your muscles and your skeleton interact, and then how you perceive that part of you touching the floor. You need to be able to feel the skin contact, the sense, this kinesthetic sense and this proprioceptive sense of your body resting against the floor. And then bring your feet up to standing. So you're going to bring your feet up to standing, have them be hip width apart so that your feet are in line with your hips, and your knees are in line with your feet, and your leg bone, your big leg bone, is in line with your hip. So the knees aren't collapsed in, they're not collapsed out, they're in a nice straight line with your hip joint. Everyone's going to be a bit different, so depending on the comfort in your hip and the tightness, you might have to have your feet a tiny little bit wider. But definitely hip width apart. And just feel that. And if you need to readjust your pelvis, do so. And what you're going to do now is you're going to take your right leg, your whole right leg, and you're going to cross it over your left leg. And I'll explain this. You're going to cross it over, I say it this way, ladylike style. So if it's as if you were sitting in a chair and you crossed over your leg, but you don't do it cowboy style. You completely close your leg so there's no space. And again, if you've got real tightness in the groin, this might be difficult. So do what you can, but aim to have them closed. And then uncross your leg again, because there's one more instruction that I want to make sure you get, which is super important for this lesson to be effective. So uncross your leg, your right leg, have your both your feet standing, hip width apart. When you cross your right leg over the next time, you want to keep the left foot exactly where it is. In other words, don't move the left foot inwards, which is a common thing that folks will do. So you're going to cross the right leg over the left, ladylike style, keeping the left foot to your left. And your arms, if they can be, down by your side on the floor is best for this. Palms up, down, whatever is the most comfortable. Whatever is most comfortable for you. Not because you think they have to be in a certain way, but just feel what direction do your shoulders and your elbows and your hands want to be. Now from here, start to slowly lower this entire leg structure to your right. So it means you're going to drop and slowly guide your legs to your right. So your knees are going to start to point to the right. Your left foot, you're going to go towards the inside edge of that left foot. And it means your left bum cheek, your left buttock, is going to lift a little bit off the ground, or there's going to be a little less pressure. You go to where is easy. It isn't a stretch. It isn't one of those stretches where you try to stretch your legs off, twist to the side as far as you can. That isn't this lesson. Not that that is a lesson. This is a lesson in feeling the trajectory and the movement moment by moment by moment as you lower to your right. And then you come back. So you're feeling the movement of your legs, the movement across the back of your pelvis as you go to your right. And then you feel the movement as you go back. So the going back is just as important as the going down. And you find out when you do this, if you breathe. And as you lower the legs to your right, allow the belly to be free. So let those flexors let go. If anything, there'll be a little bit more of an arch in the lower back, depending on how far you go, because it depends on how far you go. So don't test it. Don't try to push to a certain level of where you think you need to go. And that's almost the beauty of doing this not in a group, is you're not comparing yourself to the person next to you. So you lower to where you can go comfortably, and then you come back. And when you come back, you are going to be using the flexors. Feel how the pelvis can tilt, how you're going to tilt in a way that your pubic bone lifts a little bit towards you. To say that another way, as your legs come back, tilt your pelvis so that you flatten your back a little bit. And it means you're going to use the flexors, the front of the body. And then as you lower to the right, the side, the muscles on the back, specifically the left ones, are going to have to activate. And they activate because your legs aren't just falling down to the right. They're being controlled. At least that's what I'm intending for you to do, to control the legs as you lower them to the right. Now have a break, come on back, uncross your legs, and just sense, feel how you notice your legs left and right, how you notice the sense of your body. the distance now between the right shoulder and the right foot compared to the left. You've only done one side, and it's important to just stay with this one side thus far. Feel the left shoulder to the left foot. Is there a quality that you notice in length between that side? Now, as you were doing that movement, I couldn't see you, but you could sense yourself. What were you doing with the movement of your head? Was the head staying still, or was the head going to the same direction? Was it turning to the right? Was it rolling to the right? Was it sliding in some way? There's so many things that the head can be doing. So come back to this movement. Stand your feet up, bend your knees. Stand your feet up, arms are somewhere by your side. Keep your left foot where it is, cross the right leg over, ladylike style. And just a few times, naturally, in your own way, lower your legs to your right. Continuing to breathe, letting the belly come out when you lower, and then pulling the belly back in when you come back to where you started. What is the initial tendency for your head to do? What does it want to do? And I'm going to encourage you to actually roll it, move it, turn it towards your right as you do this. And then when you come back, have it come back to the center. And ensure when you come back to the center that your left leg really comes back to where it started, to the left, so that the left leg is in line with the left hip and the left foot. There's a tendency to not go all that way. So this movement, this initial starting point, is very asymmetrical. There's nothing symmetrical about it. It's off to the side, off to the left side. So just experiment with this, lowering your legs to the right with ease, having the head follow with it with ease, and having them come back. And can you match up the movement of the head with the movement of the legs and the pelvis and the foot, and feeling the pressure across your lower back, the back of your pelvis, mid-back, sensing all the way up any shifts in pressure that you have to make, which you are going to have to make if your legs go further to the right. And then when you come back, how that pressure reverses itself. So there's always something to pay attention to. You'll never get bored doing this work if you have a keen interest in how you feel the support of the ground under you, and how you feel the moment-by-moment change that you notice, can notice, as you go through these movement explorations. If you were to just do this movement mindlessly without a body awareness and just lower the legs, lift, lower the legs, lift, it wouldn't have the same effect. It's the quality and the intentionality that you put into it that gives it the effect. So have a break, uncross the legs, lower the legs down. Tune in to what you notice, left to right, right to left, top to bottom. How is the imprint of your body on the floor now? What do you feel is being pressured into the ground? What's heavy? What's light? At this point, all the main teaching points of this, I'm calling it mini balance your back, because there is more to it. But the main teaching points have been taught in terms of how you position your legs, lowering your legs to the one side. In this case, we've gone to the right. How you might engage your head, Again, always with ease and pausing when you need to pause, not pushing through it, not trying to get the most twist for your twist for the movement. Less is always more in this case, and even sometimes imagining it can be just as powerful. So let's try it to the left. So stand your feet up, hip width apart, same idea, arms to the side, feel the contact with your body and the floor, your feet, and then lifting your now left leg and crossing it over the right ladylike style. Keeping the right foot, don't forget, to the right. And then from here, slowly lowering your legs to your left. So the rule of this is if it's the left leg crossed over, you turn to the left. If you can remember, when you had the right leg crossed over, we turn to the right. So in this case, the left is crossed over the right, and you lower those legs, both of them, feeling the pressure change across your body as you lower to the left. And you go to where is easy, and then you come back. It's not about staying there and trying to let them drop. It's not about just holding the pose and letting it sink. It's about controlling the movement to the side, to the left, and then coming back slowly. Feeling as you lower the extensor muscles in the back, keeping the legs from dropping, letting the belly out, letting the flexors out, because that's exactly what's happening. You could experiment with keeping the flexors tight, belly in, and you'll find that this twist, this movement will be very tough. You don't want that front side to be engaged. You want it to be inactive when you lower to the left. But then when you come back, you want it to engage. You want to feel that pubic bone roll up. Feel the lower back flatten. And just doing a few of these movements gently in your own time, your own speed. These movements can be done faster and quicker when you have mastered the capacity to sense all of the pieces, the foot, the leg, the pelvis, the hip, the lower back, the mid back, upper back, the ribs, the shoulders, the head. You want to have a clear picture and knowledge of what everything's doing so that you can sense how things lower. We start, though, with the slowness so that we connect all the dots first. And how does your head move? How does your head move with this? How do you lower the legs to the left? How does your head roll? How does the head turn? Where do the eyes look? If you've been doing this with your eyes closed, make sure to have your eyes open, actually. Have your eyes open so that you see a little bit of what the trajectory is. Lowering to the left. Lowering to the left and then coming back to the center. And remembering the center is actually not center. The center is having your legs quite far to the right. Good. And then uncross the legs, lower them. Lower them. And just tune in to the sides, left and right. Can you remember that subjective distance between the two? Left shoulder to left foot, right shoulder to right foot. What are you noticing now? How are they? Do they feel the same length? Is there the same quality of tone? throughout the ribs, the back. Now, I'm going to end this lesson now. If you have a little extra time, you can go back to the beginning of this and repeat it just for a little more juice, a little more movement. But what I'll get you to do first, before you do that, is to stand up, come up to stand, and just tune into your standing. And as you might know, this is something that you could repeat over and over and over again and get more detail and more nuance. It's a lovely way to wake up the spine, the back, to connect with the ground, the environment, yourself. But you've got all the tools you need to do the basics of this, coordinating the flexors and extensors. But feel as you come to stand, how do you stand now? Just notice. Where do your eyes look? Where is the weight on your feet? And how do you turn to look behind yourself? Do you go in the same direction? Do you go in the same direction, but is it different in how you go? So just see, has there been something in this movement lesson that has something sparked awake, something more awake? Is there a different quality that you're noticing? Great. And even have a walk around. And as I said, if you don't have time to complete another round, that's fine. Maybe tomorrow or the next day, come back and revisit this or lie down and see if you can remember some of the movements. But use this lesson template as a guide to explore this further.